I don't know. Just have a brief comment or two, then answer questions. Obviously, where you have a lot of players at an event like this, which is a great thing to do, want to take advantage, if the guys wanted to come down, to bring everybody up to the date to discuss the situation and make sure that we get everybody's questions answered and all the rest of it. And then what the guys will do, obviously, is talk to their friends and talk to their teammates and all the rest of it. So that's basically what we were doing today. Ended it by encouraging everybody to come to negotiating meetings when they resume. So that's basically where we are. Don't have a lot else to say.
Still nothing scheduled between you guys?
No, there are no further meetings scheduled as of today. There was telephone conversation yesterday, and I think there may be tomorrow or Monday morning at the latest again. But there are no meetings scheduled as of now.
Don, your brother yesterday in an interview said that the sides are both $1.2 million apart if you spread it out over the length of the contract, 5 years. And he suggested $1.2 million, each club is $1.2 million is what they'd have to pay.
No, it is.
For the $182 million.
But it is $1.2 million per club per year. It's $182
correct.
Million over five
correct.
Years. Yes.
But he said that, and he said that when you look at it, I think they have a different agenda because we are so close. Can you comment on that? Do you think that they're trying to do something?
Look, all I can say is this. They came in and said we have to have this because we have to have it, and in case we didn't tell you, this is what we have to have. And at the same time, in a circumstance in which if the cap is going to be limited, the player contracting rights, which is where the individual player has an opportunity to get his share of the pie, have to be constricted too. And those become more, not less, important to players as cap space is limited. And so when you say we have to have with the right hand and I'm going to give you with the left hand, that's one thing. If they say we have to take with the right hand, then we're going to take with the left hand too, that becomes very difficult. When you add to that the rights the players believe they must maintain are what they got in the last negotiation in return to the massive concessions there, becomes very difficult.
Did you talk at all today, Don, about the certification?
Can you enlighten us, though,
what would be the advantage to doing that?
I'm the only thing I'm going to say about that is this, there are two sets of laws which govern these situations, and what happens is that from time to time, unions and sports unions have essentially said that there are circumstances in which the members would be better off without a union and taking action under the antitrust laws. And that's all I can say about it. You can check what's happened in the other sports. I'm not going to discuss whether we've had any such discussions or, if so, what they are. I never discuss internal communication.
Is it too soon for us to be, there's been a lot of talk about that in the last few days. Is it too soon for us to be concerning ourselves with that option?
I don't want to tell you what's too soon. You can look at what's happened in the other sports and make your own judgments about that.
Have you spoken to Roman Hamrlich at all since his comments earlier in the week?
No, I haven't spoken to him in 3 or 4 weeks. Other people on staff have.
Did you have any thoughts on what he said about you?
No, I don't discuss. I don't discuss what players say. Look, you know, democracy can be a bit of a messy process sometimes. But if you believe in free speech and you don't believe in censorship and you believe everybody's entitled to their opinion, they speak it. And sometimes it's what they mean. Sometimes people get angry and frustrated and they vent. And then you talk to them. Other players will talk to them from time to time. Staff will talk to them, make sure you get the questions answered. We don't believe in censoring anybody. We don't believe in telling anybody they can't come to meetings and see right. for themselves. We're different than the owners.
Don, I'm not asking for specifics, but can you tell us whether amnesty has even been discussed in the meetings?
I don't know what amnesty is.
Well, I guess you haven't then, okay. There's talk that NBA has amnesty, where you can amnesty one contract, and it wouldn't count against the cap.
Oh, a compliance buyout?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. The short answer is that we have not gotten an agreement, so we haven't talked about transition rules. Everybody understands that if an agreement is going to be reached, you're going to have transition rules, and I'm certain at that point things like that will be discussed, but it hasn't been yet.
How many players approximately today at the meeting,
Steve? How many players today?
25?
Yeah.
Approximately 25.
I
didn't count.
Today?
Yeah, today. Yeah.
Don, when you have a league that is, you know, having a second
season threatened in a short period of time like this, do the players start thinking radically in terms of what can be done to kind of get them back?
Well, look, players think across the board about what can be done. They spend a lot of time, as we do. But you got to remember, the players did not initiate and were not responsible for the lockout in 94. They did not initiate and were not responsible for the lockout in 2004. And they did not initiate and are not responsible for the lockout here. All those decisions were made on the other side of the table.
Did you see player participation been overall, not just today, but
it's been extraordinary. We've had all kinds of players come to meetings. I don't know exactly what the number is, but I'm sure it's well north of... Oh my God! I think it's north of 100, something like that. We have conference calls with anywhere from 80 to 120 people on it. We have team conference calls in which we get the vast majority of the people involved. Guys are always talking to the others that aren't on the phone. It's been very widespread involvement. I could not have asked for more from the guys.
Do you feel you're closer to an agreement now than you were a week ago?
When we made our proposal on Wednesday, I thought the answer would be yes, but we didn't get a response which suggests that we are.
But Gary,
when you make a move towards them, if you're going to have an agreement, somebody has to say yes and now I can do this. Instead, they said more or less yes and what else can you do for me?
Gary seemed more hot, more upbeat coming out of that meeting, but I think it was because he said you guys had moved toward them on the percentages, but he was implying that it has to be off of their proposal, not your own.
It was off of their proposal. I can't speak to what Gary said. I didn't see it, but it was off their proposal.
Don, is it fair to say you still have some wiggle room, depending on, is it fair to say you have, depending on what their response, eventual response is?
Everybody understands that negotiation is a process. That's about all I can say. So far, we seem to be doing all the negotiating.
What would you consider, Don, what would you consider progress at this point? Like if you were to have, in the next meeting, would progress be the NHL offering a concession in one of these major areas, or what would you consider progress?
We've been telling the NHL staff, players, everybody for a very long time that the player contracting rights are vital on the player's side. And so far, we don't have a recognition of that from them. Okay. All right, thanks.